Hello, friends. Welcome to another program of Two Guys with Heart, with Giff Briner and Dave Colonen. These two fine Christian gentlemen will do their very best to bring encouragement to your faith. We all undergo difficulties throughout our lifetime. How do we respond, and what is the correct direction that we should take? Giff and Dave will give it their best shot to guide our lives through the work and words of Jesus. And now, here they are, Two Guys with Heart.
Good afternoon, friends. Hey, it's Giff Briner here, another good program of Two Guys with Heart. Me and my great friend
Dave Colonna.
Dave and I are going to do our very best to share some insights with you today. Pearls of wisdom, as I like to call them, and some of the great thoughts that we had. And in fact, we've used some of these thought processes in the near past on the show, and it gives people inspiration of how to become stronger Christian people. And isn't that what it's all about? We all want to become better. And no matter what we did yesterday, it's tomorrow that really counts. Yesterday's a history book. So let's take a look at some of these thoughts and see how we can't apply them to our lives. How about if I said something like loneliness is not the absence of affliction, but the absence of direction? Boy, I like that one. You know, I feel better on the days where I go to the radio station. Why? Well, it's because I have a direction. I have something great to accomplish. So if I feel good about doing it, then it is having an effect on my life and is changing my direction. And I like that. So I think those kind of thought processes are pretty great. Loneliness is, it's something horrible to experience. A lot of times when people are widowed for whatever situation there might be, they go through a period of loneliness. I know I certainly experienced that some 41 years ago myself. When you're all of a sudden you're by yourself and you were accustomed to the two of you, there is the feeling of loneliness. What's it take to fix that? It takes a direction, positive direction, doing something great, doing something you'll feel good about it, like going to Cumberland Valley Christian Radio. Those are the kind of things, it's your work ethic and what you do and how you apply yourself that changes your direction and your feeling about where you are in this particular stage of your life. How about your seed is a photograph of your faith? I like that old saying too. We have to plant good vibes. This is an individual thing. You have to plant your own seed from within yourself. We always talk about planting seeds for others and planting seeds for future developments. Actually, you can do that to yourself as well. You can plant a seed inside yourself that will grow into being something great if you work at it. Nourish the good thoughts. Eliminate the bad thoughts. Those are very important attributes. I know you listen to Mike Murdoch. He's one of your favorite guys. You've talked about him in the past. He's always talking about planting seeds. What do you say to that one, Dave?
I feel sorry for people who have pushed God out of their lives. Mm. All of these things are, if you become a Christian and work at it, these will work for you. But if you're just going to live in sin and think, "And I don't need God, I don't need the church, give me this book, let me find out. Mm-hmm. That isn't the way. I'm of the opinion, and it's only my opinion. You can push me hard on it if you want to. People who don't go to church, they miss two or three Sundays, and then they go one Sunday, and then they miss three or four more. Mm-hmm. The devil roams around the earth, seeing who can he devour. And when somebody starts missing church, the devil says, there they are. Yeah. I get them. Yep. And so those people who get out of church, they are bombarded by Satan. And things go wrong, things happen, and all of it is that they just forgot God, said, hey, I don't need him. I don't have to go to church if I don't want to. You got to be aware that the devil looks that up and finds out, oh, yeah, there he is. Let's get him. He doesn't believe. He's going to be an easy prey.
That's exactly right, David.
And grabs us by the throat. And
yes.
I see it happen in our the churches that I've attended. I see people leave for 3 weeks and come back. Oh, Dave, how you doing? Well, I'm in a bad time. I've had a bad time.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder.
Yeah.
You give the devil a fresh look at you, and he says, yeah, we can get him now. We can get him now.
That happened to me, Dave. I got to be honest since you're bringing it up. That happened to me when I was a young man. I was a computer operator when I was youngster. We worked, computers run 24 hours a day, and in the old days, it took a lot of people to keep the computers going. Nowadays, one person can keep a computer going by themselves. That wasn't the way it was 45 years ago when I was a young man in the business. It took a lot of people, and the computers ran 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and they were fully manned all the time. Well, when you're working Sunday morning, everyone else is in church. But I had to work. And that happened to a lot of Christian people. We were faced with that situation. You know what happened, Dave? On the days where I was working the evening shift or a different shift where I could have gone to work on Sunday morning, I didn't go. I had all kinds of issues. Well, I got to sleep or, mess up my routine if I don't sleep at a certain time. And I had all kinds of excuses why I couldn't go to church on Sunday morning. And I don't know if I must have done that for several months before I finally said, hey, this isn't right. And I don't know if the Lord tapped me on the shoulder or if it was my wife that tapped me on the shoulder or what it was. Maybe it was the Sunday school teacher. Quite honestly, I don't recall what made me say, hey, this isn't right. But I started going to church every single Sunday that I wasn't working after that. And it changed my life around.
I tell you what, you became a happy, happy person.
Yeah.
Unhappy people don't go to church.
That's right. That might be a good way to say it. Unhappy people do not go to church. Yes.
And you know what, Giff? I'd like to look at a different direction today.
Okay, sure.
Change something real quick.
All right.
We sit here with two microphones, and you and me talking, Yak, and we have a young man here who's come in to be a part of our station.
Yeah, there's three of us here in this production
and
studio.
Every week, Jeremy comes, and he's a young man. He's in his 20s, and, we got 50, 60 years on him.
Yeah.
But he's got both ears open.
Yes.
And he listens intently. And I said, hey, why don't we listen to a young man say something?
Let him share his pearls of thought.
If he's early 20s,
that's a good idea.
Why not let him say something and say, you old guys, you old fogies, you don't know what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Is that the way you feel, Jeremy?
It depends on the topic.
Hey, I'll be more honest for you, Jeremy. I felt that a lot when I was your age. So I want to understand it. I think Dave has a good point there. Let's throw something at Jeremy and see how he handles it.
Okay.
What's a young man? Let's see. How about if I said something like, what you repeatedly hear, you will eventually believe. I'll say that again. What you repeatedly hear, you will eventually believe. No, I think the idea is to say good things, but what do you say?
Well, a question like that makes me think of two different trains of thought. The first one, which is probably the one most people would think of, is basically the more people that you spend time around that are of one mindset, it's like the classic saying, you become like your friends. The more you hang out with a certain type of people or hear the same message over and over, that's what you begin to, whether you want to or not, take into yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, even for myself, I've found very recently I've had kind of smacked up against a very, hard reality wall when it came to that, because in my day-to-day life, I'm interacting with two different types of people. The first group is usually a very conservative Christian group, like when I'm working here or when I'm in church. That's a lot of how I was brought up. But at my second job, I'm working around a primarily secular group of people. And I do enjoy hanging out with them and being around them and just having fun. But I found over time, my character was going downhill because I was becoming more like them. And what they were saying, I was starting to listen to their words. I was following their example to a point then I had to eventually say, okay, I had to say it to myself. I need to, at the very least, reduce the amount of time that I'm spending with them.
Can I ask you a question, Jeremy?
Go for it.
What brought you to the radio station WPFG? And you were at another job. You were in college. You were trying to find yourself in life. What in the world brought you to our door and said, look, let me try radio?
Well, the way you said it was pretty accurate. Curiosity more than anything else, because I was the radio station here started as an internship for me. I was trying to find out what I wanted to do, you know,
and
for
you're
a career.
Still here. Why?
I'm still here. Well, part of it was just the simple convenience that when I came in, I had to take up, in some ways, more responsibility than a normal intern because there was a gap with personnel. So I just slipped into that role. I just started doing it. And then more or less, I just kind of kept going.
Did people say to you, Jeremy, boy, you got the voice for radio. Why don't you go down and say, hey, here I am. I got the voice. Let me try. Is that? Does it happen like that or not?
Well, before I started, I never really considered anything about how I spoke. It wasn't until I started recording, people started listening to me saying, hey, you're really good at this. Then once I started thinking about it more, I was like, oh, okay, I guess I am, perhaps. But I tend to be very loyal to places and to people when I go different areas. So, like, I've considered what it would be like down the road working at a different station, and maybe that'll happen. But the way I always view it is I'm going to learn as much as I can and do the best that I can wherever I'm at.
You're going to fill your book with all kinds of things that people want you to do because of what you're investing in this early part of your life. You're doing something that has a future. You could be the president of WPFG someday if you live here long enough and we all pass on and move on to do something else, and you're the only man left. Jeremy, it's yours, babe.
Just
go
like,
for it.
Just like that sitcom, Last Man Standing, right? But I mean, I've had to think all the time about how you can't see what's in the future, so you really have to take it step by step. Because I've fought with that, you know, not knowing, now being out of college, not really being sure entirely where I'm going to go. And just having to trust God and saying, okay, you know, I'm just going to keep my eyes open for what might come along, but still keep on going with what I've been doing.
Well, we're doing better with you than the teacher did with me with the trumpet. He said, Dave, you're the worst trumpet player. I'm saying, what if everybody said, well, you know, Jeremy, there's been a lot of good guys down there, but you can't do it. Well, you know, that it would throw you for a loop. But
yeah,
we've all been encouraging you. I know everybody talks about the good job that you're doing, and that it's turning you into a different kind of a person, and I like what I see.
Well, thank you, and I'm very appreciative for all of the encouragements that you've been giving, because I'm a person who needs encouragement. I've discovered that about myself. I need regular encouragement.
Okay.
So do we all. You're not alone in that regard. Everybody needs to hear some good things about themselves, and that's right. I like your spirit, though, Jeremy. You said a couple of key things there in those few words you were sharing. See, God never consults your past to determine where you're headed in the future. And yes, we were talking about your future direction and where you might head and what might happen. That's very important that you're thinking in those terms. You see, God shows us all a lot of mercy, and none of us were perfect in our past. You're not the only person who's had a secular job, and it might have gotten a little rough around the edges at times that we'd rather not admit that we had exposure to. That's just real world. The key factor that determines your value or your worth is where you headed tomorrow, not where you were yesterday. You can't change that history. You can only change the future, and that will determine your future and your growth. So I am pleased that you're willing to pay the price and do what has to be done, and wise enough to look over the options you have and try to remove the shortcomings. So you're to be committed, and Dave is correct. You will surely succeed as long as you maintain that attitude of looking forward and always trying to find the right direction to go.
You need to ask yourself, Jeremy, you guys a great point. You have to realize that there's going to be a lot of changes in your life between now and by the time you're 80.
Yeah.
Okay.
At least I would hope so.
How you handle the crisis is going to be the secret of your success.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking of a quote that I had seen that says, worrying about the future or the past doesn't prepare you better for them. It only saps your energy for the struggles of today.
That's a good way to say it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, one of my favorite sayings, in fact, I think we're going to get to it sometime in our material here over the next couple of weeks, is experience is only necessary when you want the future to look like the past. I don't know where I ever picked up on that saying, but I really like it. And that's where you're headed. You are not trying to recreate yesterday or yesteryear. You're trying to start your life fresh every day, and you're making a new beginning. And you're not looking backwards anymore. And how somebody else did it 5 years ago has no impact on how you're going to do it today. I like your spirit. And that's exactly what we're talking about. Because Satan will try to attack those ideas that you might have. If you're in line for a promotion, and boy, that's just when you feel Satan hit you. David, I can tell you from our life's experiences that that'll happen to you too. If it already probably already has.
That makes what you just said made me think of something. I think it was you that said it earlier about sad people don't go to church. What was interesting that sparked a thought in me that I've encountered many instances where I've had that mentality, where I've been, you know, very negative, or somebody that I've known has been like that, and every instinct in me is saying that, you know, I don't want to go out. I just want to stay home and mope and, you know, not deal with it. And I found that if you actually push against that and purposely do the opposite of what you're feeling and going out, many instances I found it's been extremely worth it. So, like when you said that, Dave, it was funny what made me think of how, like, your initial inclination when you're sad or negative is to not go to church. But if you can get past that, it can be one of the greatest benefits that you can experience.
Yeah, unhappy people end up unhappy because they don't go to church. You're the guy that... Did you invent this part of the day when you say you want to quote somebody?
Oh, the quotes of the day that we play?
Give us a little bit of that intro.
Well, I can't give all of that credit. But yeah, that intro was...
Say it like you do it on the radio.
Okay, it's need motivation, encouragement, comfort, or a reminder of God's presence. Here is our quote for you today. I'm surprised I remember that.
Very good.
I just wanted to challenge you on that a little bit.
Yeah, right.
How are we doing on time? Well, I feel like we got all day, and I know it's going to come today.
Oh, yeah, it always comes to an end. But Jeremy's hit on some, I like to encourage young people. And Jeremy, in case our listeners are not familiar, Jeremy could be our grandson. He's only 25 years old. And Dave and I are, well, let's just say we're older than that. So we've been through these things, and we're trying to save Jeremy from going through as much pain as we had to in life's disappointments and shortcomings. And we're trying to share with him that staying around positive people makes a big difference, because, boy, it's 10 times easier for a negative person to pull a positive person down than it is for a positive person to pull a negative person up. So that's a very important that you learn to appreciate sticking around, hanging around, whatever term you want to use, sticking around good people and great people, and you will learn from them, and they will teach you, either on purpose or accidentally, you will learn how to live a greater life if you expose yourself to good people, mimic their efforts and their thought process, and don't let the devil discourage you. And you're going to have problems and shortcomings. You won't have a perfect life, and you're going to have disappointments. You're going to apply for jobs that you won't get, and you'll find, isn't that a terrible thing? I'll give you a quick story, because we've all experienced those. But I knew there was one guy that I worked with years ago, probably had the worst experience of anybody I has ever exposed to in my whole life. I worked for the Navy for many, 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 many years. And they had various notches up through the rungs at various levels. And we went through a freeze, oh, maybe 25 years ago, where nobody was getting promoted. No one got pay raises. Nothing happened. There was just no dollars for that, and everything was at a stalemate. No one got promoted. So after about a year and a half of this freeze of nobody getting anything, somebody did a look at the overall organization, and they found two people that were far, far above their grade level. Should have been promoted once and maybe even twice. And I won't get into any of the details because it wouldn't interest you anyway. But the point is, these two people were quite obvious a head and shoulders above everybody else in their work ethic. Two gentlemen. But the bigger boss who was in charge of making sure that we could promote someone, after they went through all this drill and said, we're going to promote two guys, these two guys that are working far above their level, the bigger boss said, no, you're going to hire one guy and one female. You can't hire two guys. You can't promote two guys. It'll be one of each. That's in the days when this women's lib thing was pretty popular. And it was a feather in their cap, in the upper management's cap, to make sure they were promoting others than white males. I'll just say it that way. And many times, no one had any major issue with that, except in this particular case, here was two guys who were definitely head and shoulders above every other person in the organization as far as what they were getting paid and what their jobs were doing. The bottom line is the one guy was promoted to the next level up, and the other guy was not. A woman was hired to take his job. But it was worse than that. That promotion, that grade level increase, was for that particular job. So not only did he not get the pay raise, he had to train this lady who got to his job. He had to train her how to do his job. And they moved him to another area because that promotion, that job, that grade level was isolated to that particular position. Well, you talk about a bad streak of luck. Not only did he not get the promotion, he lost his job out of that. So there's a lot of heartbreak stories like that. And I share that with you, Jeremy, so that you know, and through this good old world we live in, just because that you're a Christian man and you work hard and you're doing your very best, you're still going to be faced with hardships. Things are going to happen and you're going to say, why me? You're going to get sick someday. You're going to have a headache and you're not going to go to work and you're going to say, you know, why me? Things are going to happen to you. I just want to let you know ahead of time that life is not a bowl of cherries.
No, I've already had that happen with job searches and, you know, applying to places, going in thinking, I think that interview went pretty good in hindsight, and then nothing ever happens.
Yep.
I mean, one of the only ways really that, like, helps me to stay above all that is saying, okay, God, I'm going to trust that this wasn't the right direction and that whatever is coming up in the future is going to be the right course. Now, if there's things that I can learn from, you know, the negative thing, then yes, but it's better to say that there's a greater plan for all of this than to get so negative about it that you freeze.
Hey, I'm glad you came on the program today, Jeremy. It was great to be three guys instead of just two guys.
It was fun. I enjoyed it.
So thank you for being a part today. And Giff and I always have fun bringing somebody that can be our guest. And you did the job today. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Thank you, Jeremy, for being here. Giff Briner saying bye-bye for now.
See you later. Bye-bye.